Welcome to West Church. We're so thankful you've joined us today. Whether you're joining us in person or virtually, we're excited to come together to praise, worship, and receive God's glory. If this is your first time with us, we'd like to give you a very special welcome. If you're returning, thanks for joining us again. We appreciate it, and we appreciate you. Now, let's prepare to be inspired and encouraged as we enter into worship.
I'm not sure, but I think the parents are starting to have fun too. Don't tell anybody. You know what, guys? When I was your age, I didn't grow up in a religious family, and I never ever had a chance to go to Vacation Bible School. I never experienced my first Vacation Bible School until I was like in my 20s when I was a student pastor in Philadelphia. But I have to tell you, this is my fourth year here at West Church, and for me, VBS is almost up there with Christmas and Easter. Because I love it. And VBS showcases our boys and girls. It's all about them. If you've never thought that children know how to worship, oh man, do they know how to worship? They worship body and soul, their whole being. They smile, they shout, they dance, they cheer, they listen, they smile. Sometimes they cry. But children come alive at VBS to God. They get so excited about Him and they have so much fun. And we were laser focused on Jesus this week. How Jesus is holy and Jesus is trustworthy and Jesus is forgiving and Jesus is worth following and Jesus is for everyone. So we shared that with the kids this week. And I just want to take a few moments to refocus our hearts on the person of Jesus and think about just a couple of words that He said. In the biography of Jesus, which is called the Gospel according to Mark, in chapter 10, there's a story about Jesus and little children. Let's see what it says. It says, they were bringing children to Him that He might touch them. The disciples, however, rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, He said, let the children come to Me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly, I said to you, Jesus continues, whoever does not receive the kingdom like a child shall not enter it. And then He took them in His arms and He blessed them and He laid His hands on them. So what's happening here? There are parents who are trying to bring their children to Jesus, just like some of you brought your children to us this week. And they're trying to bring their children, but Jesus was so popular. He had all these huge crowds that came to follow Him. And people would line up to listen to Him all day, and He would touch them and pray for them and heal them and teach them. And He was becoming so important that His helpers, the ones in the blue shirts, decided they didn't want the parents to bring their children. They said, oh, no, they can wait. They can wait. Oh, don't bring them. Jesus hears about this. And it says He was indignant. He was upset. And He actually told His helpers, you're doing the wrong thing. You should let the children come to Me. And you know, in Jesus' day, that was very unusual. Because in Jesus' day, children were supposed to be seen and not be heard. They were the little people. They were the unimportant people. They were the people who were just there to do what their parents told them. And Jesus tells them, bring Me the children. And there's two simple reasons why He does it. The first reason is because Jesus is the King of children. Jesus is the King of children. He says, let the children come, for to such the children belong the kingdom of God. From our very first story this week, We taught the children that Jesus is great. He's great enough to tell the fish right where to be when Peter puts down his net. He's great enough to come walking across the water and say to Peter, hey, come on, come on out. And Peter, as long as he's looking at Jesus, is able to stay afloat. He's able to say to the storm and the waves and the lightning, shh, be still. And it is. And his followers, as a result, were able to say a man who couldn't walk, who was begging for money at the door of the temple, in Jesus' name, rise up and walk. And the man went walking and leaping and praising God. And that great Jesus is for everyone. Because Jesus is the King of children. There's no little people with him. There's just people. You know, most kings want to be surrounded by big people, by important people, by powerful people and wealthy and famous people and important people. But Jesus wanted little people to follow him. They were the ones who were part of his kingdom. Have you ever had someone in your life that no matter what you've done, no matter who you are, no matter how much you've failed or fallen short, you knew that they would love you and care for you and support you? That's what Jesus is like with little children. Here at West Church, we believe that Jesus is the King of children. They've been doing Vacation Bible School here or something like it since I was before I was born in the 60s. And during Sunday worship, normally we have things for kids up to 7 years old, and we'd like to get it a little bit more, but we need more helpers in order to pull it off. On Wednesday nights, we have things here for kids who are 7th grade through 12th grade and moms and dads. And we're really praying and working and hoping that we'll be able to have something this week, during the week on Wednesday nights for elementary kids. And if that's something you would be interested in or you would be interested in helping in, just let us know by filling out one of those Let's Connect cards. Give it to somebody with a name tag and we'll make sure it gets to me. Because Jesus is the King of children in West Church, we're going to tell children that Jesus is King. But the second thing that Jesus says is not just for the children, but it's for the big people too. He is the King of the childlike. He's the King of the childlike. He says, truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it. He is the King of the childlike. I saw a commercial recently in which there was a woman who had a big smiley face on a stick. It was a commercial for a medication for depression. She had a big smiley face on a stick, and she walked around carrying the smiley face because she had depression. And I've never had that, and I know people have, and I know that's a tremendous, tremendous battle. But I really can relate to the person with a smiley face on a stick who's not happy on the inside. And it's almost like a rite of passage. When you stop being a child and you start getting older, then you have to pretend to be something that you're not. We're told that we have to be strong. Don't let them see you sweat. You can't be weak. You can't need help. You can't ask for anything. Do kids ever have a problem asking for anything? No, they want the Funyuns for snack and the blue Doritos, okay? Yeah. But adults, we're supposed to be strong. We're supposed to be happy all the time. You can't be depressed. You can't be worried. You can't be struggling. You can't be unhappy. We have Facebook, which always looks happy all the time, but it's fake. It's like the smiley face in front of our faces sometimes. We're supposed to pretend to have it all together. We can't struggle financially. We can't struggle with our desires. We can't struggle with the boss at work. We can't let him see us sweat. We can't ask for help. When you get a little older, you have to always know the answer if you raise your hand in class. And sometimes church people, even religious people, Christians can fall into this trap too. Even though that we believe and we know that Jesus is a great king and he will care for us and he holds us and he loves us, we can start thinking that we don't have a great king and it all depends upon us. Do you ever wish that you didn't have to pretend like you were always okay? You ever wish that someone could know you as you really are and accept you as you really are and forgive you when you're not? There's a song by a Christian artist named Matthew West. It's called Truth Be Told. The song goes like this. I'm just going to read the words. I won't sing them today. Lie number one, you're supposed to have it all together. And when they ask you how you're doing, just smile and tell them, never better. Lie number two, everybody's life is perfect except yours, so keep your messes and your wounds and your secrets safe with you behind closed doors. Truth be told, the truth is rarely told. Now I say, I'm fine, yeah, I'm fine, oh, I'm fine, yeah, I'm fine, but I'm not. I'm broken. And when it's out of control, oh, I say it's under control, but it's not, and you know it, God. I don't know why it's so hard to admit it when being honest is the only way to fix it. There's no failure, there's no fall, there's no sin. You don't already know, so let the truth be told. Then he goes on to talk about church. Uh-oh, he's messing now. There's a sign on the door that says, come as you are, but I doubt it. Because if we lived like it was true, every Sunday morning pew would be crowded. But didn't you say that church should look more like a hospital, a safe place for the sick, the sinner, and the scarred, and the prodigals, like me? Well, truth be told, the truth is seldom told. Oh, I'm the one who always says, I'm fine, yeah, I'm fine, oh, I'm fine, hey, I'm fine, but I'm not. I'm broken. And when it's out of control, I say it's under control, and it's not, and you know it. I don't know why it's so hard to admit it when being honest is the only way to fix it. There's no failure, no fall, there's no sin. You don't already know, so let the truth be told. Can I really stand here unashamed, knowing that your love for me won't change? Oh God, if that's really true, then let the truth be told. There's no failure, no fall. There's no sin you don't already know, so let the truth be told. What if there was a king that invited people to become like little children and to come to him just as they are? What if we actually had to admit that we were weak and scared and alone and worried and sinful in order to come to this great king? And that when we came to him, he would rescue us, he would redeem us, he would forgive us, he would love us. I'm pretty sure that's what Jesus meant when he said, come like a child. It's an invitation to stop pretending that you have your life all together. It's an invitation to admit to God what he already knows to be true about you, that you need to be forgiven and that you need his help and you need his life. And Jesus came into this world. He was the Son of God, and he came into this world and was like us, weak and struggling and frail. And he was rejected and spit upon and turned against. And he actually died like a criminal. But he had done no crimes, because the crimes for which he died were ours. Ours. So that we might be forgiven. He died for our crimes, and he rose from the dead so that he could give us a new life instead of the old one that we're struggling with. Jesus is the King of children, and he's the King of the childlike. Do you know him this way? We challenged the boys and girls to receive Jesus, and several of them did. And I challenge you, the big boys and girls here today, have you received Jesus this way? Have you come to him as you are and asked for his help and his mercy and his forgiveness? In just a moment, I'm going to pray. And you know, it's okay to say I'm not sure yet. Keep coming back. Put your name on that Connect card. Say, I have questions. Give me that Connect card. We'll talk. We'll go get coffee together. Don't let the unknowns keep you from discovering who the person of Jesus is. And if you're ready today to invite Christ to come into your life, let's pray together right now that we can do that. As a matter of fact, would you guys help me pray today? How about if you close your eyes and fold your hands and repeat after me? Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you that you are a great King. That you are the King of children and the King of the childlike. Come into my heart, King Jesus. Help me. Forgive me. Change me. Love me. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you for rising from the dead for me. Thank you, you know me just as I am. And I give myself to you. Amen.